The number of rat lungworm cases inched up this month by two more for a total of seven. Now, officials are doing more to reach out to the community to emphasize food safety. School gardens are becoming more popular across the state, and Lydie Brunell of the Farm to School Hui sat down with us recently.
The Hawaii Farm to School Hui formed in 2010. We are a statewide network composed of five island-level networks, community organizations, schools, and state agency partners. And our mission is to strengthen Hawaii's farm to school movement. And when we talk about farm to school, we're looking at improving school food through local procurement and scratch cooking. We're talking about school gardening, which directly connects children to where their food comes from through experiential, place-based, hands-on learning. And we're also talking about farm-to-school education, which can include agriculture, nutrition, culinary, health, food systems, anything related to food. This is all part of a holistic picture of farm-to-school.
And you've been doing this for the past decade.
Yes, this work has been growing over time. The Hawaii Island School Garden Network was one of the first ones to form through the Kohala Center, and they had coordinators that were able to be point people for schools to do consultations. How do I start a garden? How do I improve my garden? How do I integrate it with my core curriculum at school? And what are the best practices around garden-based learning and farm to school?
And I remember doing a story over at Alawai Elementary. I think Jack Johnson had a big day with the kids in the garden.
Yes, so Kokua Hawaii Foundation is also one of the leaders in this movement. Their Aina in Schools program is a farm to school program, and it launched in 2006. And it has a curriculum for K through 6 where they're gardening, they're composting, they're learning about nutrition. It's very successful.
And I know the concern is lately on food safety, particularly with the whole rat lungworm disease and the problems that we're having. So what are you folks rolling out?
So when we became aware of this as an issue, we decided that it was very important to proactively communicate best practices around school garden safety, so the growing, harvesting, and handling of foods from a school garden. So our Hawaii Farm to School Hui created a school garden safety manual in 2016, and we offered trainings around the state with the help of the Department of Health. So this covered, you know, rat lungworm disease prevention, and other basic safety practices for students, for teachers, and volunteers in school gardens. So we're in the process of updating the actual manual. What's also been developed is a curriculum through UH Hilo, College of Pharmacy, that is aimed for students in grades 5 through 8, and it's really a STEM curriculum. It brings lesson plans on integrated pest management, data collection, and really, it's a citizen science project to be gathering data, which no one else in the state currently is statewide, what species of slugs and snails are out there, because we know that all of them can carry rat lungworm disease, but some of them are more likely to. So the semi-slug being one of those. No one that we're aware of is currently looking at the distribution of that species and others. So this curriculum helps teachers and students in a garden to practice safety, number one, and secondly, to be learning about the disease, to be preventing it, of course, and to be gathering critical data that will help our state make decisions and be responsive to this. So the recommendation for preventing rat lungworm disease is to check thoroughly any fresh foods that you're going to eat, to wash them thoroughly. So check and wash. And if it's lettuce, you're taking apart a head of lettuce leaf by leaf and inspecting it. And then, of course, cooking will also kill the parasite.
It sounds easy, but I know a lot of folks were very concerned when we had so many cases last year. And the big deal was, oh, well, what about our schools? What about our keiki that are involved in the, you know, they're out in the gardens harvesting our fruits and vegetables?
Mm-hmm. So in general, as a teacher or parent, you might want to consider what crops you want to grow with students. So certain things are easier to check and wash than others. So we all like to eat lettuce, but it may not be something that you would want to grow with a preschool class. There are other things that could grow well in a school garden and kind of save those riskier crops for upper grades where they're more able to have that quality control, if you will.
I guess maybe these kids will take some of these lessons learned and translate into home gardens if they've got them at home.
Yes, actually, that's a great point. Really, we see this rat lungworm disease education as a way to spread the message broadly for greatly increased awareness.
Yeah. The kids learn these lessons and they teach the parents.
They teach the parents, absolutely.
Gosh, so what's the schedule for rolling this all out?
So right now, our expert and curriculum designer, Kay Howe, who was a researcher at UH Hilo, is delivering a professional development workshops on Hawaii Island to cover the curriculum. And we would like to see those rolled out statewide on an annual basis.
Okay, so then over the next several months, Big Island first, because that's kind of ground zero, and then it'll go to the other islands.
Pending support. So this is something that the state could be investing in order to have these trainings offered. The curriculum is available for free online from the UH Hilo College of Pharmacy website, and the School Garden Safety Manual is also available at farmtoschoolhui.org.
Okay. Anything else? Was there anything particularly tricky in developing this new curriculum, new guidelines?
Actually, I think it's been a great partnership. We've worked with the Hawaii Department of Education STEM specialist to align it to some of the things that they're encouraging teachers to look at in terms of STEM. I also wanted to say that not only will the students educate their parents, but they're also able to watch out for their younger siblings if they're educated about rat lungworm disease.
That was Lydie Brunel, coordinator for the Hawaii Farm to School Hui, talking about outreach efforts to improve food safety and minimize the threat of rat lungworm disease.